Can this budgeting method help us save better? Thanks for asking. Data published by YouGov in August 2022 showed that as of the previous month, Britons were using a whopping £3.5 billion worth of overdrafted funds from their bank accounts. Each month, between 25 and 30% of people dip into their overdrafts, generally just for a few days leading up to payday. It's hardly surprising with the ongoing cost of living crisis and energy bills rising rapidly. If you're one of those people who struggles to save, maybe you could use a few tips to help budget better. One popular method is the 50-30-20 rule, which was introduced by American Senator Elizabeth Warren in a book entitled All You're Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. It splits your income into three categories to help manage it better.
What do the numbers mean then?
It's really simple. Each figure represents a percentage of your monthly income and suggests how to use it. So the 50 part means 50% of your income, which the rule says should go towards your needs, such as rent, bills, and food. 30% is for wants, which basically covers all personal enjoyment expenses. So we're talking entertainment spending like your Netflix subscription, nights out, and holidays, but also electronics, jewelry, clothes, and home improvement. Finally, 20% is for savings or paying off debt. This could be through a savings account, investment fund, or pension fund.
How can I apply the rule?
A spreadsheet or dedicated app may make it easier to keep track of everything. First of all, take some time to assess your monthly income. Of course, you should take into account your salary, but also any bonuses, money from side gigs, or benefits. Then add up how much all your needs cost each month and deduct them from your income. Ideally, the needs shouldn't go over 50%. Then work out an estimate for how much you spend on hobbies each month, trying not to go over 30% of your monthly earnings. That should include any subscriptions, as well as money spent on shopping outside of your needs and nights out. You might realize there are some easy changes to make, like cancelling your membership to that gym you haven't set foot in for months now. Or you could bring expenses down by having friends over for dinner instead of eating out. When it comes to the 20% you want to save, try thinking of something you'd really like to save that money for, like your wedding, your children's uni fund, or putting down a deposit on a property purchase.
What if my needs add up to more than 50% of my income?
Indeed, it can be tricky to follow the rule if your monthly income is low. It might seem like it's only designed for people in well-paid jobs. Sometimes it will be a challenge even if you're well-paid but live in a city where rent and the cost of living is higher than average. No need to worry, you can always adapt the rule to fit your income. If needs account for 70% of your budget, there's still 20% to spend on wants and 10% to set aside for savings. It's better than nothing after all. Your future self will likely thank you somewhere down the line. The 50-30-20 split might be an ideal target, but it can be tweaked to match anyone's personal situation. There you have it. Now you know if the 50-30-20 rule can help you budget better. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.